Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 91, the idea of carrying things with us. The following Brisa talks about how Rebbe said, when we were studying Torah under Rabbi Shimon in the city of Tekoa, we would carry oil and towels from roof to roof and from roof to chatzar, from chatzar to chatzar and from chatzar to karpaf, and from one karpaf to another karpaf until we would reach this spring in which we would bathe. And the notes point out on the Sabbath when it is forbidden to carry these items through the street, Rav Shimon's students would chart a course through the series of Rishus HaYachid's private domains which enabled them to carry these bath items to the spring without passing through Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis. They had placed these items on the roof before the onset of the Sabbath so that these items began the Sabbath in the domain. According to Talmudic law, bathing in cold water is permitted on the Sabbath. Rav Yonason writes that the spring referred to here was a naturally hot spring, which one is also permitted to bathe on the Sabbath. See Or Chaim. Today, however, the custom has been adopted to refrain from bathing on the Sabbath, even in cold water. See Mishnah Berurah. The idea here being how these students would carry things with them all the way just to reach that spring. When we think about our life, when we think about our days, what do we carry with us every single day? What do we take with us every single day? And that means physically and spiritually. What are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our ability, with our days? When we go to work, what do we take with us physically? What do we take with us spiritually? Are we thinking about the day? Are we thinking about the daf? Are we thinking about the parsha? Are we thinking about something we learned? Are we worried too much about the physical, mundane elements? Who are we going to meet at work? What are we going to do with lunch? Try to carry with you, take with you the actual fundamentally spiritual important things that'll stay with you for years, Ad Meir V'Esrim Shana and beyond, because Torah mitzvos chesed, Torah learning, that's what comes with us after 120 years. And what are we taking with us physically? Are we just taking our lunch for the day, or do we take a sefer with us? Do we take a podcast with us? Do we take a shir with us? Do we take us a different element, a Torah book or something Jewish to read with us? On the train to work, when I used to go in person before Corona, and before I had a ride, I used to try to listen to the Daf Yomi Shir in the morning, because as I travel on the way, V'halachta baderach, lalachet baderach, when we talk about in Shema, when we're going on the way, it's good to have Torah with us on the way. Who's going to accompany with us? Listening to Rabbi Razor is like listening to a friend talk to you in the seat next to you. It's wonderful to start the day every day that way. And now, working remotely, I also try to listen to him, Bli Neder, throughout the days every day, and it's like he's talking to me and telling me the Daf. I could never do it without his help. It's like someone's walking with us. So what do we take with us when we're going on the way, when we're traveling to work, when we're at work? What do we have with us physically, and what do we have with us spiritually? And as we go about our days, as we walk through our days, what are we taking with us? Just as these students, when they would travel, they would go and they would take all the things they needed with them, so too we should take what we need with us. We should always be cognizant of where our mitzvah elements are, where our talis and our tefillin are. We should always take it with us. And that should be something that should be at the forefront of our mind. If we need to daven at work, or we need to daven on the way to work, that should be the first thing we take, not the last thing as an afterthought. Oh man, I forgot my tefillin. No, I'd rather say I forgot my lunch than I forgot my talis and tefillin, because that's much more important. Just as these rabbis, these sages, these talmidim would take things with us, so too we need to take the right things with us spiritually and physically, involving ourselves in Torah throughout our days, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 92 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.